Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Samech Dalid, Din Sheyochel Hasnois Al Hanatila. The halacha concerning making a condition on washing hands. Sif Aleph. Noitel Adam Yadav Shachris Umas Nalem Kol Hayom. A person can wash his hands in the morning and make a condition that this should work for all day. Afilu Shelo B'Shas Trak, even if there isn't a real need, Ubelvad Shel Yasiach Daitu Mehem, provided he does not get distracted and doesn't take his mind off his hands. V'lo Yitan Fema, we add, and not get his hands dirty. V'mayim Metsuyim Lo, if there is water available, Toiv Sheyachsav Yitul Yodav, it is better to wash his hands a second time when he wants to eat. Avelo Yivrach, but he won't make a bracha because he already washed in the morning and had it in mind. V'had the Mahani Tanai, this idea that condition helps. Davka B'netilo She'enu Tzorach Achila, it's when he's washing and he's not going to eat based on that washing. He's washing like in the morning and he wants that washing to help when he'll eat later on. But if he washes for a meal, he can't make a condition to say, I'm washing now, but I'm going to eat an hour from now. That we don't do. If he's washing anyway for something else, he can make the condition that it should work for the meal an hour from now. But if he knows he's eating an hour from now, he can't wash an hour earlier and make a condition, no, this is going to work for an hour later. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Aleph Amasna Alehem. He can wash his hands in the morning and make a condition, befiv. He speaks it out. Or at least he thinks in his mind that this washing should help for whatever he eats on that day. Now, if he's going to do this condition, he has to make sure that he washes his hands with all the necessary requirements of washing for eating. He has to have a vessel that's whole. You need a human to pour. The water can't change appearance, nor could the water have been used for some kind of activity, like we learned in the previous chapters. After benetilas yadayim shachris, ain't compared to kol kach b'chol yadvarim. Even though if you're just washing your hands in the morning, we're not that particular about all these things. Kamavar b'simadad, like we're doing simadad. Zeh kevan shuhu l'achila. This person, he's washing to eat. Shani, it's going to be different. It's got to be with all the laws of washing for food. Sifkan beis afilu shalo b'shas dechak. Now the mechaber says, even if it's not a case of need. There are poskim who write that one cannot be lenient unless it's shas dechak. For instance, he's traveling. He's afraid there won't be water. Or if he's sitting in a wagon with non-Jews. They're not going to wait for him to get off the wagon and go find water. That's all considered shas dechak. Even though he knows there is water on that road. So in those cases, he'll wash in the morning and make this condition. Look ahead what I write in the end of Sifkan Dalt. Sifkan Gimel, Shlo Yasiach Daito. Now he can't be Misiachdas, he can't be distracted from watching his hands. That he shouldn't touch any part of his body that's filthy. That's where the Ramah adds v'lo yitan fein, who perish divim mechaber. It's explaining the Shulchan Aruch. V'hai v'lo, when it says v'lo, it's almost shelo. It means shelo yitan fein. V'afilu hachi, afshe yodav nikias, and nonetheless, even though his hands are clean, he still needs the condition. This washing should help for eating. Because when a person washes his hands for food, he has to have kavana, he's going to eat. Now, according to those authorities, that washing for food does not need kavana, we had that in Siman Kuf Nuntes. Yesh lomar, you could say, why do you need a condition? Since it's for the entire day, and sonchin al shmiraso. We can't rely on the fact that he'll wash his hands alone. Shema yishkach, maybe he'll forget. He won't be thinking about it. And can hiss, unless he verbalizes his condition, does noisin levi, so then he pays more attention to be more careful. Sivkan dad v'lo yitan feim, Tinuf ha'poisel b'netilo. When we talk about keeping his hands clean, we're talking about something that the uncleanliness will invalidate the netila. Huak mitsoya ozeya koshu. This refers to soya, excrement, or any kind of perspiration. Vafilu rak nagu b'mekoymes ha'mechus ha'megufo. Or even he touches parts of his body that are usually covered. Ukad kameh b'sif beis, as we learn in sif beis. Aval tinuf ofra v'tit ba'alma. But his hands just get dirty with some dirt. Eino poisel ha'netila. That doesn't undo the netila. If he puts his hands into gloves, as soon as he washed, for the hotzian, and he keeps them in the gloves all day, that works. There's no question of chesed hadas. As long as the gloves are on, his hands are protected. Shiori knes gadol in a yarba right. The minhag today is not to make these conditions. Because we're really incapable of keeping focused on our hands. Therefore, we need to stop this whole condition. But it would still appear. It really depends on the situation. That even today, in a case of great need, you could rely on this condition. But you need a tremendous amount of zehirus and zrizus to wash your hands. So you should wear gloves. And if you do get water, wash again. As we learn after, and so writes the Chayodim. If water is available, then you should wash again. What's the reason? Because there are opinions in the poskim that even if we let him wash in the morning and it's not a shastachak, that means it's not a complete shastachak. But clearly there's no water available where he is. So you're going to have to go and get water, which is a tircha. But if water is available right there, and then in that case we're not going to be mekel. But mechaber chashchad chil deyazol. The mechaber is concerned with that view. So he says, if water is available, you should use the water and wash again. Now the washing with this condition is a washing that's not to eat. The condition isn't only when he wakes up in the morning and he washes his hands. It's any time he washes his hands, and he's not planning on eating right now, even in the middle of the day. Because he went out of the bathroom and he washes his hands. Or he washes his hands to eat something dipped in liquid. So he made the tanai that this should also help when he eats bread later on. Since he washed for something else, and it wasn't when he's eating his sandwich, we're not worried that the seuda isn't next to the netilah. But for achila, the condition won't help. What's the to say? If he washes his hands to eat bread, and he makes a condition, then I plan on doing something first, and then I'll come back to my meal. Zilomahai, that doesn't work. You certainly make your hamotzi after you wash. We learn this later in Kuf Samach Vav. But let's say he washes to eat. And he wants it to go on the next meal too. And he washed his hands during that time. That does work. It's not worse than washing for a different reason, because he's not ready to eat the second meal now. So basically what he's trying to say is like this. I can't wash my hands and make a condition. This is going to help when I eat, and then I go off to work, go off to take care of an errand and then come back to my meal. That you can't do. If I'm washing anyway, because in the morning I have to wash my hands, or I'm washing because I want to come out of the bathroom, so then I could say I want this for the meal that'll be eventually. But if all I'm doing is washing for a meal, you wash right before you eat. You don't have a delay between your washing and the hamotzi. And that's what he's saying. Don't make a condition to allow a delay if the washing is for the sake of the meal exclusively. That you can't do. But if I'm washing for breakfast and I need that washing to help me for lunch, that I can't do, because I'm making hamotzi right after the netil sidayim, and then I have a mind for later on, I'm going to have a second meal later on, and that should help with that too. Se'if beis. Misha oimid b'se'udah v'nizka she'naga b'shoik v'yarech u'mekaymus ha'machusim ba'adam o shechich b'rosho. Person is eating a meal. He already washed before the meal. And during the meal, he realizes that he touched the calf, he touched the thigh, he touched parts of his body that are usually covered, or he scratched his scalp. The kol kayot, anything like that. But mekaymus ha'machusim. These are places that are not clean. The Mishnah Berurah says you drop the vav. But mekamas nafim, the place that are not clean, sheish behem mumuli zeya, they have beads of sweat. Tzarich lachz velita yod, he has to wash again. Vivarach leistam, make a new bracha. In the middle of a meal, if he touched, he's got to make a whole new bracha, wash all over again. Mishnah Berurah sif kan ches v'nizka shenaga, he realizes he touched. V'hu adin imesiach daita mishmirasa, the same is true if he was distracted from washing his hands. Tzarich lita, he has to wash again. Look in the Mishnah Berurah, what we write over there. And if he touched his body while the bread is in his mouth, he can't swallow until he washes his hands. So if God tests the mekomas samachus and parts of the body that are usually covered, that's lomit to say, b'shari mekomas samachus and shebegufo yesh mezeya. The other parts of the body that are usually covered, there'll be perspiration. Well, afuki b'mekomas samagulim, as opposed to areas of the body that are typically exposed, gon panov, like his face, umakam hamagulim shebezorsav, or the part of his arm that is exposed. Ain't compared, there's no concern. Kamavar b'simen dalid, si'if chafaf, we learned this back at simen dalid, si'if chafalaf, look over there, the Mishnah Berurah, the halach is relevant to us. Or he scratched his scalp. He doesn't scratch. Just touches his hair. That doesn't require another washing. Even if he dries his hand and his hair. Mishnah Berurah learned this before in Simakuf Samach Beis. So he dropped the vav. Below vav. It should say, this explains that the Mechaber is saying that anything like this, a part of the body that's usually covered, these are the mekaymus hamatunafim that has mumulizei, and therefore it makes the hands possible for eating bread. So you would have to wash again. And certainly, if he actually touched the filth of Aset Srochav or into the bathroom, or even if he urinated and cleaned himself with his hands, he'll have to make a new bracha. He washes and makes a new bracha. For Ashal Cholik, the Mashal disagrees, with Svirlo he holds. That it is not necessary to make a new bracha when a person touches these things during the meal, when he touches these areas that are sweaty. Even if he went to the bathroom during the meal, that he also holds. He doesn't make a new bracha. Unless he left the meal for a long time. There are many opinions in the Achronim. Do we conduct ourselves like he describes? Look in the Be'erlocha where we conclude. If he went to the bathroom, or he touched something filthy, or left for a long time, he should wash his hands again and make a bracha. But if he just touched an area of the body that's usually covered, or he urinated, even if he cleaned himself, he should wash his hands properly. Look over there. Now, one thing is very clear. He doesn't say it here, but the halacha is this din that he has to wash his hands and make a new bracha on tilas yadayim is only if he's going to eat another kebeya of bread when he returns to the meal. But if he's not having any more bread, he's done his bread. He ate his bread at the beginning of the meal, and now he's having the rest of the meal, and he goes out in the middle, and he's not going to eat more bread. Then there's absolutely no place for this tilas yadayim with a bracha. It's only saying you make the bracha with tilas yadayim if you go to eat bread that requires tilas yadayim. But if you're not having a bit requires this dayim, you might wash his hands, but you're not going to make a bracha to anybody. It's only because you're going to have more bread with the shear that requires the bracha. But otherwise, there's no discussion b'chol.